Hello, mamas. Welcome to Don't Be a Momster. Please subscribe or follow or review after listening to this episode. Today, I'm going to be discussing happiness. Specifically, what happened after I discovered my happiness is not attached to my husband. I grew up in the 80s. I was born in 1984. And this was the heyday of fairy tales. This is the Cinderellas, the Beauty and the Beast, the Snow Whites. And every single book, I remember my mom reading them to my siblings and I before we would go to bed, they would all end with, "And they lived happily ever after." These are the last words that most American children hear before they went to bed, at least back then. I was conditioned at a very young age that once I would meet my Prince Charming, I would be happy for the rest of my life. And then also, even through my teenage years, there was a huge flow of romantic comedies. Those were big, and so I was always watching films about. The topic was only on love and being together, and you know they like each other in the beginning, and then they have a fight, and then they're together at the end, and everybody's happy again. So there was just a lot of programming and a lot of subject matter around love and the importance of finding a partner and finding your prince. And I didn't know it at the time because I was a child, but I formed a belief essentially that my life is not really complete until I meet, you know, my partner, my soulmate, the one I'm gonna live with the rest of my life. And so when I finally did meet my husband, or, you know, he wasn't my husband then, but when we finally did get married, you know, I was excited. I found somebody that was kind, intelligent, supportive, loving, emotionally available, and wise. You know, we've been together for over 10 years now and have 3 kids. Like, if you would have told me this when I was 5 years old, that this would have been my life, I would have been ecstatic. My life's going to be complete. This is going to be great. But, you know, when you're with somebody for over a decade, you're going to change, individually change. You're going to change as a couple. And now, you know, we have these 3 little people. When it was just he and I, we only had to work on our relationship, you know. But then when the first child came, it was okay, so we have our relationship and then the relationship with one child. And then when the second child came, then it's another dynamic of like, okay, so we have our individual relationships with our 2 children collectively as a family. Then a third one comes, and as you increase the children, your attention flow has to decrease because everybody needs some attention. And, you know, after having children, you know, it started to get a little busy balancing those relationship dynamics while trying to keep these little humans alive and happy. And we didn't have the time to evaluate some of the changes that were happening within us. You know, like before we had children, when my husband and I had a disagreement, you know, we had time to discuss and get clarity of our needs and our wants. But those discussions aren't as easy today. You know, if he gets upset with me, it would just fester because honestly, we don't have time to talk it out. Like if something happened and we're trying to talk and then there's one of the babies has a huge blowout, a huge like explosion or poop or whatever, you know, I gotta go focus on that. You know, when I thought an issue just rolled over, you know, the same problem would start to arise again at some point. And along with the difficulties that I had, you know, trying to find that time with, you know, dealing with some of the issues in our marriage, you know, I had really difficult births at the same time. When I've talked about this in other episodes before, when my newborn, my firstborn, I had a botched epidural experience, which left me bedridden. And at the time, my husband was traveling a lot. My mom moved in to help me with the baby because I couldn't do anything. So that put a strain on our relationship. Then baby number 2 came. At that point, number 1 was having seizures. And again, my husband was traveling a lot. So there were a lot of things that I was going through by myself. And I couldn't even articulate to him what I was going through mentally because I'm here trying to help my baby survive. You know, I'm here trying to make sure that the necessary things were taken care of at home. And so that definitely took a huge toll on our marriage. And at that time in my life, I felt like a useless mom. I was sad. I felt neglected. And to be honest, I blamed those feelings on my husband because I thought it was his job to make me happy. I hadn't realized at the moment that the things that I learned as a child about what happens after you find a partner translated into me setting unattainable expectations on him. And this wasn't anything that we ever talked about. I never, you know, when we got married and, you know, I placed his happy, you know, I never said to him, you know, you are the reason why I am happy. Like, this is stuff that happens unconsciously. We don't really even realize while it's happening that I put that expectation on him. But somehow I convinced myself he was the reason why I was happy. And when my feelings of sadness and neglect would arise, I believed it was something he needed to fix. It wasn't until I began to do some inner work and learned my feelings of sadness and neglect had nothing to do with my husband. Every relationship that I have is a reflection of the relationship that I have with myself. I am the only one who can make me happy and the only one who can make me sad or feel neglected. Once I began to look within, forgive and love myself fully, everything changed. You know, I let go of the expectations of my partner. I no longer needed that validation because I validated myself. I no longer needed compliments because I compliment myself. I no longer needed love. And I know that sounds crazy because you think you need it, but I really don't need love because I love myself. And it's crazy. As soon as I let go of that, as soon as I let go of that need and that expectation from my husband, that is when all of the love poured in. And it didn't just pour in within me because of loving myself, but even today, I feel more loved and supported by my husband than I have had even in these past 10 years. See, the thing is that when you do neglect yourself or you don't love yourself, it doesn't matter what somebody else is doing. You are gonna have a difficult experience with that person. But when you do start to love within, it opens up this floodgate and you can receive love from others. You know, this was a really profound moment in my life. You know, I was able to finally gain some control. You know, it is not your partner's or anybody else's responsibility to make you happy. Your partner is in your life to give you opportunities for growth. And sometimes it doesn't look like the fairy tales that we grew up with and, you know, and what we saw in books and the movies. But on the other side, you will be closer and more connected than ever because you have now empowered yourself. Now, what's interesting, just to share like some of my own experiences personally with, once I've decided that, you know, my happiness is within myself, you know, my husband will, you know, tell me certain things like, oh, you know, you should wash the dishes this way or, you know, like maybe we need to organize something a certain way, you know, usually like the house duties are my responsibility, but then, you know, he'll come in and tell me, you know, what I can tweak and stuff. Now, when he would do that years ago, when I was in more of a dark space, I would lose it. Because all I would think about is all you do is tell me everything that I do wrong. All you do is tell me what needs to be fixed. But what's so interesting is now when he tells it to me, I actually interpret it as like, okay, he's right. I don't get defensive. I don't shut down and I don't get mad. I actually look at the situation and I'm like, he's right. I do. It would be more efficient if I did this. Or yeah, you know, it's so interesting on how just that one little turn of really taking that time for you, how it really does transform all of your other personal relationships. So I want to talk a little bit about how I did this. I call this the 4 A's to freedom. I suggest you mamas, if you having a little bit of difficulty in your relationship, which, you know, sometimes it's going to happen. It's nothing to be, you know, shameful about. It's nothing that, you know, you shouldn't ignore it. And I don't want anybody to feel helpless. That is one of the reasons why I do this podcast. I want people to see that they do have a choice in how they are in their relationship or how their relationship is. You know, the moment that you feel like you don't have a choice and you're helpless, it's kind of like having a prisoner's mindset. When you're locked up, you don't have a choice on when you eat, where you eat, when you go outside, when you sleep. You know, you have no choices. You know, your power lies in your ability to choose. So if you're struggling in your relationship for whatever reason it is, and you know, when you have children, things change a lot and there's a lot of things that we're not prepared for. And sometimes it happens. Sometimes relationships get strained. And like I said before, you can't even talk things out anymore because you have, you know, your kids are fighting in the other room or whatever it is, or you got to go cook dinner, you got to do laundry, you got to do the dishes. There's so many things that prevent you from even having that ability to communicate. So even before the rift happens, before the fight happens, before the awkward silence happens, if you work on yourself, it doesn't even become a thing anymore. That's what's so beautiful about self-discovery and self-love and self-care, is that it makes so many of your problems just dissolve, just melt away, where I don't even feel like I need to be vulnerable, because, you know, vulnerability means that I have this emotional thing where I'm scared emotionally how somebody's going to respond. Well, because I am so confident in who I am, I can talk about things with my husband or with you to the public. I'm sharing to the world of very private, intimate experiences that I have, but because I love myself and I understand myself, and it doesn't matter what anybody has to say about me because I don't believe it. I have my own beliefs about who I am. So people can make comments, people can judge, people can criticize me, people can say I'm full of crap. It doesn't matter. Their life is not like about me. Like, my life is about me. I get to decide on what I choose to believe, how I am. So I want to talk to you guys about your 4 A's to freedom, how you can start living your life this way. First, the first A is awareness. It is time for you to take a step back and look at your relationship more as a whole. We can often get stuck in the dynamics of life, of every single day. You know, you wake up in the morning, you have your morning routine, you get your kids off to school, then you do your work or take care of the house, then the kids come back from school, and then you're doing dinner, and then bedtime routines, and then by the time nighttime comes, you're just going to bed because you're ready to pass out. And you're doing that day after day after day. And we tend to not really have, we tend to not evaluate life. As moms, there's so many things that we have to think about on any given day. And so we're just kind of like stuck in that land of, okay, I need to do this, I need to do that, I need to do this, I need to do that. But I want you to take a moment and just look at your relationship. Take notice when he hurts your feelings, or when you get angry or sad. You know, what was it that your partner said? You know, what did he do? For example, I want to give my own life experience. I felt neglected when my partner left for work. You know, he traveled a lot and he was traveling during some really crazy times in our lives, you know, the kids being sick. And I understand, you know, now he has to work and he has to get income coming in. But, you know, I felt neglected. That's how I, you know, interpreted him leaving for work was neglect. I felt sad because he didn't compliment me enough or tell me I was a good mommy as much as I wanted. So I want you guys to just think about, you know, what do you feel in your relationships? Do you feel alone? Do you feel like you hold a lot more weight when it comes on taking care of the children? I know a lot of moms out there feel like they're the ones that are doing all that hard work and then playtime is always with dad. What thoughts come up for you? What emotions? The second A is acknowledge. Something that I want people to truly understand, and I have another podcast, I'm going to go deeper on this, but because we don't have the time. But the second A, again, is acknowledge that no one, not your husband, not your children, can make you feel any sort of way. The way you feel is just a projection of what is happening within your inner self. So I want you to ask yourself, what is this experience teaching me how I feel about myself? What is this experience teaching me how I feel about myself? So you have this awareness. My awareness was neglect. My awareness was sadness. Neglect when he went to work, sadness because he wasn't complimenting me enough. So what is that experience? What did that teach me about myself? Well, I looked at it. Okay, the two big emotions that I felt were neglect and sadness. So I acknowledge today that both of these feelings came from within. You know, nobody can go inside of you and create feelings. Feelings are happening within. You know, I spent so much time, especially during that time, making sure everybody around me was good. I was neglecting myself, literally. All of my energy was spent on my children, even my husband, even though our marriage was strained. You know, I still made sure that, you know, clothes were clean. I fed him when he was here. And then, but again, I was spending the time for everybody. And I was literally neglecting myself. So, of course, that's going to be one of my main emotions. He's neglecting me. No, that has nothing to do with him. I was doing it to myself. And the second one is really interesting to me too. I was not sad because he didn't tell me I was a good mommy. I was sad because I didn't believe I was a good mommy. I needed someone to validate me. I finally came to realize that there was no amount of compliments that my partner could give to fill the hole in my heart. That was my responsibility. That was something that I put on him. That was that expectation that you're supposed to make me happy. If I'm sad because you're not complimenting me enough, then this is your job to do that. You're supposed to make me happy. I am supposed to validate myself. The third thing is affirm. I love myself just the way that I am. I release the ability of others to be able to control how I feel inside. I am enough right now. Doing affirmations is so powerful, you guys. It can really give you some control over your life and power over your life. And so I really embraced that in my own experience. I talked to myself in the mirror when a negative thought or a feeling come up, those same, you know, feelings of neglect and sadness come up, I politely say to myself, this no longer fits my needs. I am going to leave it here. I express gratitude every day for the love of myself and the love I receive from family and friends daily. Now, the fourth A is action. I want you mamas to start taking time for you. Do something that you love to do, whether it's a massage, going to the movie, having a girls' night. It's important that you make yourself a priority. When you love yourself, you make time for yourself. So in my own personal experience, I do things that I'd love to do before I was married with children. After the kids go down, I, you know, eat dinner with my husband and we discuss our day and the future we envision together. I go out with a girlfriend and enjoy a deep, meaningful conversation with her. You know, I do the things that I really enjoy, that, you know, fulfill me. And I really encourage you guys to, you know, rewind this episode to do these four A's: awareness, acknowledge, affirm, and action. And I promise you, if you do this, you will find your happily ever after. Thank you for tuning in. Please subscribe or follow the podcast, and I will talk to you soon.